When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, so, hey, Ben and Kelly. I can promise you that you've never been asked this question on group therapy.
Okay.
I think I'm the only person in the world with this problem, but I always hear Ben say, if you have a problem, someone else listening has had it too, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Okay.
I'm 28 years old, and my best friend is a guy. I'm a woman. He's 29. He has never, quote, made any sandwiches whatsoever.
All right. That's our little code word.
Code word. You know what we mean. Not any kind of loving at all. No, he's not gay. He's just socially awkward, shy and funny, and girls just don't know how to take him. And honestly, he doesn't know how to take girls either.
Okay.
We get along great. We've known each other since high school. And like I said, we're best friends. We share everything. And I feel so bad for him that he thinks that the sex is such a huge deal, especially now that he's 29 and never had any experience. He's dated two girls in his life seriously enough to have done it, but they never did.
Okay.
So here's my crazy idea. I was thinking about making the sandwiches with him myself just to help him get over this whole this is such a huge deal thing.
Oh, wow.
I brought it up to him and he was like, you're kidding. But now he's considering it.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't want it to get weird between us. I don't think it will because we already don't feel weird changing around each other or looking like death around each other. I just think it will help him get past whatever it is in his head about this.
Okay.
And no, I'm not secretly in love with him, if you guys are thinking that. I just want to help him. Should we do it, you know, like once, bunch of times, not at all? I told you, you've never heard this before. Thank you.
Wow.
Chastity.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Hey, you know what? I am just thinking, why didn't I have a friend like that in high school or growing up? I mean, come on. I was always the friend with or around other people. It was always the friend. Oh, he's such a good friend.
Oh.
Never the boyfriend, but always such a good friend.
Oh,
anyways,
Benji.
Enough about me. I think it's great that he brought up the I don't want things to get weird between us.
Yeah, well, I think she understands that once you cross that line, it can change the friendship.
Isn't there, I'm thinking of a movie. Isn't there a movie where something similar like this happened?
Was it called Just Friends?
Was it Just Friends?
Was that Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake? Am I correct in thinking that?
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking that.
But they fell for each other. They end up falling in love.
Yeah, see, I feel like Chastity has, she says that she's not secretly in love with him. And maybe love isn't the thing, but, you know, they've been friends for so long. Maybe there is something there.
Maybe she's been curious.
Yeah, maybe she's been curious. Maybe there's been something there. And maybe if they cross this line, then who knows? Maybe they'll actually get into a relationship. Because here's the thing. Once you cross that line, what's preventing you from doing it again?
Well, that's what she was asking.
Right.
She's like, listen, once, a bunch of times, what's the rules here?
It's like a potato chip. You're not going to be able to eat just one potato chip.
Like a potato chip. You're right. I don't think I've ever eaten just one potato chip.
Right. You do it once, you guys are going to be sitting around one afternoon going, well, you want to do it again?
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, it's like that's.
Oh, the text line is lighting up with Chris. I want to be Chastity's best friend. Corey, give him the practice. Ray, like Nike says, just do it.
Okay, do we notice something? They're all men.
Yep.
Now, there's all the women on our text line are saying kind of the opposite. Absolutely not. Red, like, don't do it. Don't cross that line.
Favorite Brad is like, yeah, you said not all heroes wear capes. Brad says some heroes don't wear anything at all.
Yes, Sandy said the same thing. Some heroes wear nothing at all.
Lisa's like, my best friend is a guy. No, 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 no. Not a good idea.
I wonder if Lisa has done that.
Ooh.
I wonder if
Lisa. Sounds like with all the no's, there could be some experience.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder if she's got a story to tell Lisa, if that is your real name. All right, so we'd love to hear your take on it because there's a lot of yes and no. You can always comment on Facebook. Do we have it up there yet? At Ben and
yes.
Kelly's show.
Jacqueline says that movie, by the way, Friends with Benefits.
Mm.
They had an arrangement. just to make the sandwiches and then fell in love.
I see.
I think it's iffy.
Okay. All right. So group therapy, 502-795-1997. I think if you've been in this situation, and I know Chastity says there's no one has ever been in this situation, but I'm saying, like, if you've been in a situation where you guys were just friends and you decided, what could be the harm in this? And you cross that bridge.
And then
what happened next? Not necessarily the whole he's never been touched sort of thing, but I'm thinking maybe from the we were friends, then we became lovers, you know, type
and
of thing.
Then it got weird and the friendship was affected.
Right, right. So we'd love to hear your take on that. 502-795-1997. We'll take your calls and your stories on the way. Group therapy. Chastity has a great guy friend who's 29, never been touched. He's not gay, just as awkward around women, can't get past this huge hurdle in his brain. So she's considering doing him a solid.
Okay.
No, so they don't want anything to change between them. So she's kind of like, I mean, he's kind of open to the idea, but should we?
Yeah, she thinks it won't. She thinks it won't change, but she was just like, you know, all right, so is this like a one-time thing? Do we do it a lot? Yeah. Is this like a coaching program or is it not a good idea?
Which, a coaching program?
I mean, that was suggested.
Yeah.
There are a couple of people that, they're either strongly against it or they're like, okay, here's how you do that, though.
Yeah, so if it's more like a clinic as opposed to, you know, putting emotion into it, you're like, okay, this is what you do. This goes here.
It's clinical. Yeah. Sarah says, go for it as long as you set boundaries that you will remain friends. Teach him and coach him so he knows what he's doing. He will still be your best friend. But then Brandy's like, be careful. That could end up being dangerous, LOL. Tia's like, what if he's secretly in love with you?
Well, see, and that's what we were kind of getting at earlier is maybe there are some secret feelings between them that if they do cross that bridge, they will recognize in each other, and then maybe they could be a great relationship together. They're already friends.
That has happened. That's like a lot of people point out. This is literally like ripped from any rom-com script in Hollywood. Jared said, negative ghostwriter, sex changes every friendship.
Kim says, girl, just put it on him. Now, Melissa, you have experience with this?
I do, but it's not the... Okay, so it's not the same situation. I have a best friend. He's a guy. I dated him for 2 years. We are now best friends. But I cannot even bring up the subject of dating a guy or anything like that because he becomes instantly awkward. I don't know if it's because he doesn't know how to deal with it, but I would say don't cross that line because I've already had a best friend and I already had a best friend and dated him before. So it's kind of similar to the same, but don't cross the line. All it's going to do is make your friendship awkward and it's going to make it weird. And, you know, with your best friend, you want to tell him all your new experiences, what you're going through. But I can't even cross that threshold with him, like, at all.
Yeah, you can't say, awkward. Oh, I met this great guy the other day. You know,
he's
we went
like,
out for
nope,
some
don't
drinks.
Hear it. La, 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 la.
Yep, and that's exactly how he is. So I literally just experienced this. So don't do it. It's
okay.
Just going to make your situation awkward, and it's not worth the awkwardness and losing a friend.
But, Melissa, you do understand for our show, them crossing that bridge would be better, right? You do recognize that?
Oh, yes, maybe for yourself.
But it's better for her and her actual life relationship.
All right, all right, all right. Melissa, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Raven says, a couple years ago, I made sandwiches with a guy friend of over 5 years. Haven't spoken since, despite his attempts. He clearly didn't feel weird, but it gave me the friend ick. LOL.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to predict how you're going to feel after you cross that line. Like, you think that maybe, it's going to be fine, not going to be different.
Now, Jacqueline says, I have a friend where we just made the sandwiches. We were not attracted to each other in any type of way, which that sentence,
I don't agree.
You have some sort of attraction if you're going to do that. But anyways,
yes.
She says it was an open discussion we had about just fulfilling the needs of single people. So we kept hanging out as friends and then did that. And it never became awkward between us because we never developed any feelings.
Okay, but then that is a rare situation. I feel like when both of you then after 4 to 6 months, she said it lasted, that you just decide, okay, we're done with that.
Yeah.
Like both of you are going to decide that at the same time it's going to be fine.
Yeah. That, when does that happen in real, life?
I'm not sure. I feel like this can introduce some complications between the two.
Kelly? Shh. Yeah. Shh. Here's what I'm thinking.
Your official recommendation?
This weekend.
Oh my God.
Follow up with us Monday.
This weekend. Go ahead. I mean, make that happen.
Let's go
keep
ahead.
Keep it clinical.
Let's go ahead and keep it clinical. Say this goes here, that goes there.
Classes in session.
And classes in set. Ooh.
Stop it. She's dressed up like a professor.
We're opening up a can of things in my brain that are
we don't need to go down this rabbit hole. I don't need the how-to.
Well, he clearly does. And this is where Chastity comes in as a good friend and a friend would. Now, here's if she's confident that they're not going to lose the friendship and he is thinking, okay, he's considering it, let's just see where the wind goes. Because I say that because a lot of times good friends, if you're friends first,
that's a good basis
that
for
is
a
good basis for a relationship. And I know you said, I don't want to date him, but you never know now. So if you cross that bridge this weekend, then you never know. It could unlock some feelings that you have for one another that maybe you've repressed because you're like, no, he's my friend. No. And maybe it turns into something good.
Or you lay down, like you communicate.
Yes, I'm laying down. Yes.
You establish.
Or you can stand up.
Establish is what I meant to say. You establish rules. You communicate, okay, your expectations and make sure you're both on the same page. That's not going to change your relationship. Like from the very beginning, we need to back out of this now.
Or
back out of this. No, back
into it.
Stop it! Oh my God! All right. Why are you not playing back that thing up?
So, Chastity. I say, now this is just me. Kelly's on the fence with all this, but
I feel like it's not a good idea. I'm on the team of people that don't think this is a very wise choice. If you want to keep the relationship intact, I feel like things are going to change either way. Like they could change for the better. That could be great. Or they could change for the worse and you're just not going to know how that's going to pan out.
All right. So
it's risky.
Kelly is the voice of reason here.
Yes.
All right. Kelly is the voice of reason.
Right.
I say, go for it. Punch that V card and do him a solid.
Great.
And let's just see where it goes from here. All right?
Okay. Well, Bethany's on your team. She says he's a blank slate. Perfect opportunity for you to teach him and mold him into your perfect guy.
All right. So there you go. Let's do it this weekend. All right. No pressure. then could you follow up with us sometime next week? Sometime next week, maybe. All right. You know, that'd be great. Maybe not Monday. Maybe it's too fresh Monday, but maybe like midweek, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, something like that next week. Can we check back in with you? See how it's all going?
I'm uncomfortable.
This is so weird. All right. Thank you, Chastity. I appreciate you. You rock. And
And I bet your friend appreciates you, too.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you decide doing. All right. Regardless. OK. That is group therapy.